Welcome to the United We Pledge podcast, a place where we explore the way we can work together in our communities to fulfill our mission of shared responsibility and allegiance to the traditional American values of freedom, family, and faith. This is the place where we accept our duty to be constitutional, law-abiding citizens. You are invited to join us as we meet individuals who are fulfilling and pledging themselves and their resources to this mission. Each week, we will tell the great American story that will inspire you and the next generation to stand united and pledge allegiance to this great nation. We want to welcome everybody back to the United We Pledge podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Rue, and our guest today is Valerie King. Valerie, welcome to the show today, and we are excited to learn more about Daughters of the American Revolution. I want to kind of throw the ball over to you, Valerie, because I think there's a lot of people who might not even know what the Daughters of the American Revolution are and what they do. Can you kind of help us with that?
So Daughters of the American Revolution is an all-women's service organization that was started in 1890. And since its founding by four ladies who wanted to make sure that as we moved farther away from the details of the American Revolution and those who fought for our freedom, that they would be remembered in the most appropriate ways. And we tried to join actually the Sons of the American Revolution, but they didn't want women in their organization. So we started our own with their help, of course. And I think they kind of regret that decision now because we've been so successful. We have admitted over 1 million members since that founding. And we currently can say that we're very close to 200,000 members, not only in the United States, but also overseas.
Wow.
And we're non-political, and our missions are very simple, but very powerful: historic preservation, education of our youth, and promoting patriotism throughout the country and abroad.
So there's Daughters of the American Revolution chapters all over the world. You said there was even outside of the United States. So how does that break down in our local areas, our local communities?
So there's over 3,000 chapters at the present time. In the state of Utah, we have 11 chapters. But in other states, like on the Eastern Seaboard, they have a great many more chapters just by virtue of the amount of people that are eligible to join the Daughters of the American Revolution. So how does one join? Well, first, you have to be able to prove your blood lineage back to a Revolutionary War patriot. Now, that patriot could be someone that took arms and actually fought, but it also can be those that contributed by ways of goods and services. And it can even be women who nursed soldiers in need of care during the American Revolution and, you know, the various battles that were fought. So once you can prove that blood lineage, you're welcome to join us. And of course, you have to supply an awful lot of paperwork to prove that blood lineage. And that sometimes it can get a little dicey at times, especially when you're getting way back into the 1800s and the late 1700s, because the records aren't as available sometimes as they are today. It's possible. It was possible for me, and of course, for all the nearly 200,000 ladies that are presently members.
So, Valerie, how did you become part of the Daughters of the American Revolution? Was this something that was passed down in your family that you just, you know, took that from your mother and your grandmother, or is it something new? What's your story? How did you get there?
Well, I'd love to say that my, in this case, I traced it through my father's side. I'd love to say that my father knew, but he didn't know that we traced back to the Revolutionary War period. and my grandparents are no longer alive, so I definitely couldn't ask them. But I have a daughter-in-law who loves family genealogy, and she got a subscription to Ancestry.com, and this was back in 2013. And she was trying to trace my husband's family, and she hit a brick wall, which is sometimes common when you're tracing genealogy. And so she asked me for some info about my family. So I gave it to her. And a month later, she calls me up and she says, "Hey, do you know you trace back to the Revolutionary War patriot? And better than that, you could be a daughter of the American Revolution." And so the first thing I did was kind of do the happy dance. And then I called all my relatives and asked them, "Hey, did you know?" And that family history had been lost, unfortunately. And since then, my sister has joined, my daughter has joined, my aunt has joined, and I know that there will be other relatives that will join as well. So, yeah, I was pretty proud to know that I had relatives. I had ancestral grandparents who actually had the courage, the bravery, the guts to, you know, they were farmers, to lay down their shovels and pick up their hunting rifles and, you know, go for this cause for freedom and liberty that I'm able to enjoy today because of them.
I am just really inspired by how you found through your genealogy this spirit that was in your history. And I feel like that's what genealogy does for us. It gives us that attachment to the past, to these people that really had these qualities that we can look to ourselves today. Genealogy like that is so powerful.
It is. And with today's technology, the ability to be able to do that tracing back to the Revolutionary War period is so much easier than those that kind of paved the way with, you know, having to go through libraries and books that hadn't even been digitized. You know, their journey was tough, but now it's so easy. And when you have Ancestry.com or Family Search, you know, where they have digitized so many records and indexed them so that they're available to anyone who really would like to know, where did I come from? And why am I the way that I am today? You know, who's my past? And it's a wonderful journey for those that really, really want to know, where did they come from?
Yeah, I think we need to know where we come from before we figure out where we're going sometimes. And I know that with United We Pledge, that's something that we are so passionate about as well, is teaching that lineage and teaching that sacrifice and the history of our forefathers so that going forward, we understand what we are here for, what we are benefiting from, because then we can help our communities be stronger.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of this is, it needs to be remembered, and people are doing some great things to, you know, to put that into the forefront in front of people to realize, you know, that there was a price that was paid for that freedom and liberty that we have today. It didn't come cheaply, and sometimes it was paid with blood. And, you know, it's important, especially to our youth, to get that information in front of them. And I think that's why DAR has been so successful, because their mission fields are, like I said, very simple, but they're super powerful. And we, you know, offer, for example, essay contests to youth with subject matters that go back to the revolution or what it is to be proud to be an American. And I think that those are successful tools that has helped DAR be out in the forefront to make sure that history, you know, it's not erased. It's important. And we need to embrace it and love our country in the process.
Yeah, and that's why the missions of the DAR and United Way Pledge are all in one. They're all tied together, and we can come together in these different groups and we can work to have this in our communities. And that's why we love our relationship that we have with you. One thing you had mentioned about children, and there is a Children of the American Revolution. Is that correct?
There is.
So what is that, and how does that differ from DAR?
So to be a DAR member, you have to be 18 or older. But, you know, you've got this youth that, you know, should be just as much a part of the mission of remembering and honoring and learning. And so this Children of the American Revolution, it's a separate society, but it's very much dovetailed with DAR. It's usually led by DAR senior members. And so it's a separate society, but closely related to one another. We also have Sons of the American Revolution too. We don't want to forget the men, even though we weren't part of their group. But we have a great partnership with them as well. And as far as locally here in St. George, we have the Jemima Johnson Society. It was started a few years ago, but then it went dormant. It lost its senior leadership, but proud to say that we have a young member, 30 years of age, just moved into the area, very patriotic, DAR member, loves children. She has three of her own and very passionate about teaching them about our founding fathers, the American Revolution, what patriotism means. You know, getting together with veterans. So she restarted it. And wow, the interest by the local community, mothers who want their children to be a part of this has been phenomenal. And it's even hard to, at this point, to even keep up with all the applications, but it's going strong. And you're going to see a lot more of them as the years progress. They're going to make a very powerful, impactful statement to our local community in the many services that they will be providing.
Yeah, and children, I mean, it's cliche to say they are our future, but they are our future. These stories, they will live with them. And if we don't tell our children those stories, if we don't teach our children these principles of freedom, faith, family, if we don't instill those values in them, that's where we are threatened to lose those kinds of values. And that's why these organizations are so important.
I totally agree. And, you know, our motto is God, home, and country. So do you see how closely it relates to the mission of United We Pledge?
It is. It is a perfect partnership. And I think that's, you know, when there's room for all of these types of community organizations to be out there, because there's such a need to bring these stories to life. And just that knowledge of your ancestors, I really truly believe, as we go back to the genealogy, we think about it, when I know of that sacrifice that was so close to me, it just brings such a different life to that story. And it makes me want to be better in my own community. And, you know, that's what DAR is doing, is connecting people. That connection is so strong.
And you would be surprised just how many people, just like my story, I had no idea. I bring people into my home and I bring up ancestry and I said, let's just kind of just take a look and see where this takes us. And 9 times out of 10, it actually goes back to the Revolutionary War period. And, you know, they're just, my friends are just dumbfounded. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. And so help me, Valerie. A lot of us maybe are on Family Search, or we do have some sort of genealogy chart that we can look at. What are we looking for as far as looking for those ancestors back in the revolutionary time?
Well, you want to get back to the 1700s. And, you know, between DAR and Family Search, they have a lot, they've indexed a lot of the records of, you know, taxes, oath of allegiance, service records. So as long as, you know, you can get back to at least that time period, then start searching for, hey, were they considered a Revolutionary War patriot? And not all of them are documented, by the way. We're still, it astounds me every month or every 2 months when I get my magazine from the DAR, one of the things I want to look up is, okay, who were the new ancestor patriots that were just added? And it's two or three pages long. So the connections are continuing to be made, even with all the inroads that we have had with technology and so many people loving genealogy and tracing back, we're still finding patriots.
So how do you find if your ancestor was a patriot or not? What's the process for that?
Well, you have to go through your family tree, starting with yourself, your parents, your grandparents, and then you have to go to the fourth generation and the fifth generation and the sixth. And while you're doing that, you want to have the records that prove that you're blood related. But once you get back to the early 1800s and the late 1700s, it can get a little difficult because what were the records back then? There was not marriage and birth and death certificates. So it's Bible records and baptism, church records, especially, you know, are important. And then, but in the American Revolution, those that served, who actually, you know, picked up arms and were part of militias, they were very good about documenting that. So now it's just a matter of making sure that that as you're tracing back, you then get connected to those early records. And there's so many, by the way, online already. But, you know, I have confirmed six patriots in my family line and kind of hit some brick walls, but I didn't give up. And I just recently submitted five more patriots. And I will tell you, it was because a family search had a record of a book that contained the letter of an ancestral grandparent who talked about his grandparents. We were all directly related, and he listed every person in the family, who they married, and it was a four-page document. And at the end, he wrote, "I don't know if anybody who follows me will appreciate this document, but I felt like it needed to be recorded. Wow. Hey, I appreciate it five generations later. Thank you for doing that." So you know, people as they go through and collect these documents and view documents, you know, they'll stumble onto what I call absolute treasures.
Well, it's interesting, Valerie. As you were talking, I have my computer here and I jumped on my family search because I'm so interested now. My family's actually from the Boston, Massachusetts area. And I'm like, there have to be some patriots back there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as I'm opening up my family tree, I'm back to 1684 to 1753 living in Salem, Massachusetts. And I'm thinking, these are the people that I need to look at because they could be part of these patriots who were there. And I have so many of them.
I think we need to get together because you could be a DAR.
I think so. You've just inspired me in listening to your story and thinking about that and thinking of where my family came from, and especially one side of my family that I know had deep, deep roots in the New England area. I, again, wouldn't know those stories unless I get to talk to someone like you and be part of a community like DAR, because those stories, I want to be able to tell my children. I want them to be able to know those. And so this is exciting for me. I've got, like I said, I'm geeking out a little bit on my family search here.
Well, and there's so many cases that, you know, there are people that you don't even know who have probably paved the road, at least in part. So let's say you've traced back to a Revolutionary patriot who's already in the database, all of those supporting documents have already been provided. They're on file. All you need to do is prove up to the point that they don't have yet. So you might only have to provide documents for four generations because somebody else has already done it for you. And it's, you know, in their library. So I'm encouraging you to take a look.
I think it's great. I'm just looking at someone right now. His name is Henry Wilkins, and he was actually part of, it says Colonial Massachusetts. So we're talking about that. And there's 25 sources already in Family Search. This isn't anything that I've done. And all of these sources are there that are, they're ready for me to look at. I've got births and christenings from Massachusetts in 1639. The documentation is already there. The work's already done. It just has to be connected. So this is exciting. This is exciting.
I think we're going to have to get in touch with each other.
Yes, for sure, Valerie. Well, I am so glad that you came on the United We Pledge podcast today so that we could learn more about the Daughters of the American Revolution. I do think it's a name, it's an organization we hear about and the Sons of the American Revolution, but we don't really understand their impact and what they're doing in the community. Before we leave here, I would love you to tell some of the things that the chapter here in Southern Utah has been doing the past few years for the community. What are some of the activities that you guys have been involved in?
Well, let's see. There's been quite a few. I think one of the ones that we're most proud of recently is when we partnered with United We Pledge and did Constitution Day and Bells Across America. A lot of people know when 4th of July is, and you know, it's American independence, but when you ask them, when was the Constitution, you know, signed and became a part that, you know, formed our government, no one really knows. And so September 17th to the 23rd is actually Constitution Week. And DAR actually went to Congress and petitioned them to set aside September 17th to the 23rd to recognize Constitution Week. And that became law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower on August 6, 1956. And the reason I know that, and it's so special, because in my genealogy, going back to genealogy, Dwight D. Eisenhower is a cousin, a distant cousin. Wow. But his grandfather is an ancestral grandparent of mine. So Constitution Week is very big with us, and Bells Across America. We also like to do veteran honoring events. Proud to say that we're a commemorative partner with the Department of Defense to recognize our Vietnam veterans, the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And so we had a very successful event last November. So successful, we thought we wanted to write a report and send it off to National. And we just recently learned that we received National first place for largest number of Vietnam veterans honored in a single event. There's over 3,000 chapters. So to take first place, we were pretty proud of that. We're always in Veterans Day and Memorial Day ceremonies, and we adopted Shivwitz Cemetery. So we always refresh the flags of the Native American veterans buried there. And then we always like to end the year on a high note with Wreaths Across America, because their mission field is very closely related to DAR mission field, United We Pledge also. But it's remember the fallen, honor those who serve, teach the children the value of freedom. And so my chapter is the sponsorship group and the location coordinator for Tahnequint Cemetery and St. George Cemetery and Shivwitz Cemetery. We have ceremonies and then follow with wreath laying, with the community invited out to say the names of each veteran buried at these locations and to thank them once again for their service and lay a wreath. And that's a great event. And it usually end up with hundreds of volunteers who come out to do that.
Wow. And, you know, we're talking just about Southern Utah, but of course, our listeners all around the country and even all around the world, the Daughters of the American Revolution are in your communities. They are close by. There is a chapter close by you. And we encourage you to get involved and to see what they're doing. Go back and look at your genealogy. See if you can link yourself to some of this history, this American history, to these founding fathers, these founding patriots, because it's something that inspires us all and we can take it to our communities and make our communities better for it. Valerie, thank you so much for being with us and sharing so much today.
Oh, Colleen, it was a real pleasure. And I do hope we can connect you. We would love to have you as a DAR member.
Oh, it would be so fun. I would love to get your fingertips into my family search so that you could help to link up this family tree. You're doing amazing work, and I hope to get the opportunity to meet you in person. So thank you so much, Valerie.
Thank you, Colleen. It's been a pleasure.
This show would not be possible without support from Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature provides its customers with access to a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in easy-to-take capsules. They take produce picked at peak ripeness and put it through this advanced vacuum cold process that locks in nutrition and removes water using pressure. The produce is ground up and put into capsules, making it easy for you to get the nutrition you need from fruits and vegetables. For more info or to place an order, go to balanceofnature.com. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. Just use our discount code UWP. Thank you for listening to the United We Pledge podcast. It's brought to you by Balance of Nature. If you'd like to join us in inspiring freedom, faith, and family here in America, go to unitedwepledge.org. And don't forget to follow us on social media.